in here. Let's just shut that window. Somebody shouts on the other side.
Open. I hope we don't hear them in here.
Well, I could hear them, just now I can hear the turret playing as well, can you? And it started to rain, so if it gets very loud, I'm going to have to go and move. But Daddy's busy throwing the other room, so we might have to abandon play. All right, shall we open this? I've put, this is a camping ground sheet.
Oh! Bless you, Pearlie. Well, I'm gonna do the volcano and that.
Oh, yeah. Listen, this is a camping ground sheet because
camping.
We can't play on the table because Daddy's busy through there. This is what you put on the floor when you're in your tent to keep your sleeping bags dry. Put the bottom of your tent down. Put it on the bottom of your tent and then you put your sleeping bags down.
Clean shoes.
In your dirty feet, you're walking around a lot in bare feet.
Yep.
Have you played with this before?
No.
I don't mean Play-Doh, because I know you've played with Play-Doh.
I've not played with that before.
You've not played with this? Oh, it's in. I'm going to open it.
Scissors?
No, thank you. It's just going to make a sensor box. There we are.
We'll keep the box.
Well, yes, we need to keep the box because... But I put the ground sheet down because we can't go on the table. Look, it's in the car. I was playing with
play.
It might stay on the floor.
Please.
Just a minute to get the open wall again. There's blue play. Sound like it's a play.
You might try and eat where you go.
Which are we going to make? So let's have a look at the picture.
I want to make this one.
Right, okay. Well, is that the volcano?
Yeah.
So you want pink?
No, you can only use blue or green.
You can use whatever you like.
I want blue.
Oh, that's really nice. Well, you were saying you'd like to keep the box, so we need to keep the box so we know what to do in it, don't we? Because the box shows you what to do with each piece of equipment that the Play-Doh comes with. Somebody in trouble. Sounds like a little girl. Oh dear. What's her mummy saying?
Getting.
Yeah, it's raining, isn't that a surprise? That's why I'm surprised we could hear. What? Oh, look at that slug. Ooh, it's going up the outside of the door, isn't it? Oh my goodness me. It doesn't eat my roses. I heard a child's voice, I was puzzled because I thought, what child would be out in the rain?
Getting.
Yeah, is that what she was saying? It's getting, Thomas, isn't it? Not going.
Getting used to the
microphone. Well, she's been out, Woody's been out in the rain. Right, now, do you know what to do?
No.
I think you put some Play-Doh in there. Like that. I mean, they call it soft stuff, don't they, at the early learning centre? But we have to break a bit off, we can't put it all in, it's too much. Squidge that bit. Oh, the smell is just like paper. I love that smell. Oh, this is exciting, because the last time I played with soft stuff, I didn't make it smell at all like I used to remember playing it. That's right. Now, watch your clothes. And then he watches volcano erupt. Whee!
Cat hair.
Oh, don't get cat hair on it, so why is that the end of that?
Look, buddy.
He says extrude soft stuff to make the volcano erupt. And then I'm sure with what comes out, we could actually make something else, couldn't we?
This is air.
Is it? Oh, no, just you saying floppy, floppy, I know what I meant to tell you.
What?
You know, Daddy and I went to have a look at that children's work that was on display.
Yeah.
There was one with a picture of a dog in a basket. And somebody had written underneath it, Floppy. They'd called the dog Floppy in their painting. It's funny, isn't it? Well, Freddy's enjoying this. Freddy seems to like, don't do it in the face. No. Can't seem to like sitting on things, because we spread this sheet out.
Could be a new cat mat.
Hasn't?
I think it's a new cat mat.
Yeah.
Well, it's people mat.
Yes, it's a brown sheet, isn't it? I thought it was ideal. It needs a wash, actually. Let's put it on the floor. Put it in the washing machine. That exhaust fan you used, it was outside. It's underneath here, it's all grass. Dirt. Do you like the smell, Thomas? This is just how I remember playing it. The last time we had soft stuff, it smelled nothing really. Right. Is it hard work?
Yes.
Just watch your clothes.
Buddy, look at this. Ow! Yeah! Oh, when the yellow
one. Just watch your clothes, darling. Can you do it on the mats, on your clothes? Because it's
not fill it up.
Yes, you fill it up for me. That's right. We've played it. You can get all the little bits together, Thomas.
But you have to do it. You put that in and you squeeze.
Ooh, squeeze like that. That's good. It looks like one of them. Do you want to... Oh, yes.
Burning.
You watch your face. You have those grass heads that you can grow. Do you know what I mean? Watch, you're sitting in it, darling. Right, just go put it up into a ball. Make a ball with it. It's one of your knees as well. You know those things, like stockings, that you fill with grass that you wound on with? And then you water them. And hair grows out of the head. You know Mr. Grass Head? Oh, she's going to say hello to you. Look at this.
Whoa,
look at that bit. I don't sit on my knee now. Does it look like hair?
Yeah.
If we put a ribbon in that, who would it look like? Would you know blue hair?
I don't know.
No, I don't. The Tweenies haven't got blue hair, have they? Milo, what's he doing? It's like Milo.
Yeah.
Is it Milo's blue, isn't it? Yeah. Very purpley colour.
Look, I'm picking grass.
Yes.
And we've got Milo.
You could do a good sausage function with this, Thomas.
Oh, yeah? Bring all the sausages up. This would be a sausage factory.
It could, wouldn't it? And there's lots of other... I'm screwing it up. There's lots of other things you can make, huh? Because all these cutters and rollers are... Oh, look, there's two little ones that you can do with your fingers. Is that what they're for? Let's have a look at the box. Oh, yes. One makes dinosaur spines and the other makes the dinosaur breathe fire.
Oh,
shall I use the rest of this blue Play-Doh?
Look at this now, I've filled it up to the top.
Yes.
You know what it's going to make now?
Right, you watch this dinosaur, aren't they? Oh, look at this. She wants that, Paddy.
Plus, sausages are growing.
Yes. I suppose really you should do it like on the box. This orange dinosaur that I'm playing with has orange Play-Doh. So that was more exciting, wasn't it? You see it? And shall we make this one breathe fire?
Oh, yes.
I think this must have been pretty new in the shop, actually, you know, this. Yes, I've not seen it before, have you? I think they were just unpacking them and bought it.
Packing?
Yeah, look.
I'm trying.
This?
That could be a sausage.
Yes, I could make a sausage.
Okay, this is a sausage machine.
Is it? Just make me laugh that bit. He's just sitting with us on the mat. Isn't she? Just sitting quietly, having a little rest. you see, this is it. She likes it sometimes. If we're quiet and gentle, and she likes to join in.
No!
Oh, yes. Do you know what exams are, Thomas?
No.
Have you not had to do anything like that at nursery or school?
No. Oh, exams are
when you start to learn things. Oh. Teachers give you tests to test that you understand, and they're called exams. And I remember working with a lady who had a very elderly cat on it. Oh, it's good, isn't it? I know the colours. And this lady said that their old cat spent hours and hours and hours with the daughter while she was working, studying for these exams. Just used to sit there like Freddie's doing now. Because they just like company, don't they? Look at that. Gosh, you've done a long one there. It's quite hard actually to push it through the hole with him, isn't it? Look at this. Do you think he gets bigger as he gets older?
It's older.
Older? Older. Older. Yes.
You make these sausages and I make these sausages.
You just call me Nana then, did you know?
Yeah.
He's actually thinking about old things. Not that Nana's really old. Yes.
Your sausage machine that is all of these behind his home.
Yes. It's good fun, this time. So Johnny's look at our nails then. A good scrub when we finished, won't we?
Brumming.
I don't know whose car that is. I don't think it's Brum, the yellow car, do you? No, brumming. Do you think that's why it's called Brum? Brum, 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 brum.
Brum, brum.
Or did you say Brum because you think of Brum when you think of cars, don't you? You having good fun with this? This is easier to do than out of the volcano bit, really, isn't it? It reminds me a bit of a salt and pepper pot, this. You know the little holes in the top?
Oh, yeah.
Salt and pepper pots are usually quite small, aren't they?
Taller than this.
Mmm. Do you know what I've noticed with you, Thomas?
No.
When you're concentrating on something like this...
Oh, I've gone blue.
You've gone blue. Very quiet, you don't say a lot, do you? Is it because you're concentrating? Oh, look at that! He's got some little bits on his dinosaur back, and I've been left with this. This looks like a thimble. Do you know what a thimble is? A thimble is something that.
Oh, look at this sausage!
Oh, yes. You put it on your finger.
This is the baker's.
Who is it? You put a thimble on your finger when you're doing all the sewing and all the needlework so that the needle doesn't hurt you. Our mummy has what's called a rubber thimble at home. Not at home, at work, for an accounting. Counting money, quick. I use a rubber thimble on my finger.
We're making different sausage, making different gingerbread men.
Oh, yeah, well, it looks to me as if it could be a nice iced cake.
Well, it's my iced cake. Oh, it is an iced cake.
That's a beautiful cake.
I'm looking for one of these.
I like this little friend, look. Do you?
Not mattering, I'm making a big one.
What did you say? It's not mattering?
Yeah.
Not mattering. Am I?
Yeah.
Nutter. Oh, this could be piped icing, couldn't it? There you
go. This is your big squish.
Squish, squish, squash.
Oh, it's piping.
Pum?
Piping.
Like, yes, like icing coming out of a tube. Have you seen icing being done like that?
Yeah. in a white bag.
In a white bag, that's right, a nice bag. Yes, where have you seen that?
The shiny shirt, shiny shirt, it's a little bell. Where did I know that came from?
What came? This came? Yeah. From that.
Oh.
Can you just put a little bit in the bottom?
Oh, yeah, there.
Didn't you? Look, I've made something. Now, what's this?
I don't know.
What do you think it could be?
I don't know.
Oh. It would be good for one video, really, wouldn't it?
We got it if we were artists.
If what, we were artists?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I made another icing cake.
I'm making lots of you, look at this. We'd decorate this cake with that. Couldn't we? That's right. Oh, this is a special cake. Pretty, this could be your birthday cake. Couldn't it?
Yeah, and here's one. Now we put another one on the cake.
You can do it. Just gathering up the little bits of blue tack, because if we gather it up then we don't lose any bits, isn't it? No, not blue tack, it's blue Play-Doh, isn't it? Or soft stuff, as they like to call it.
Really soft stuff.
We just get this bit because it's kind of like trousers. Oh. Concentrating very hard, aren't you? In making these.
That's what bakers do.
Concentrate, do they?
Yep.
What's your name?
Quicken.
What's your name?
What's your name, sir?
Well, no, but what's your name? Please say the matters. Tommy treading it with the foot. Can you say the
I'm called Jim.
Right, could you just gather that bit up with it? You're Jim the baker, are you? Yeah. That's right. That's the best way, there's a bit more of. That's the best way to get it up, isn't it? Right, I'll just. Jim the baker. Jim the baker boy.
Don't forget a little baker sign. Well, I want to do this one.
Alright, okay, watch my eyes.
Look a bit.
Right, should we just stick with the blue Play-Doh though for now?
Look.
Let's just finish this cake, shall we?
Well, then when we want to eat, where we go.
That's right, slice it up with a cutter.
We'll put these in the oven in a minute. This is the oven.
I'm still decorating this one, look. I'll have a bit of that blue Play-Doh from there. It's so beautiful and smooth in the corners, doesn't it?
And it smells so lovely.
It does smell nice, doesn't it? I adore the smell. I think at Mrs. Cutler's nursery fair, she was selling blocks of Play-Doh wrapped in cling film. It was red and it felt very sugary.
Oh!
Yes, oh, that's a good one, Thomas. And it just didn't smell right to me. Yes.
Look, a marrying cake.
That is absolutely wonderful. That's a big trifle, isn't it? There you are. Have you seen those nice things that...
They're picking up for you.
Yes, I don't really remember. We went out for a meal last year. But we're possibly on our way back from holiday. And... somebody had a dessert that came with all sparklers on the top. Do you remember? Sparklers like fireworks. You were very young. I think you were very tired about with you wondering of that. That reminds me of that. They had this wonderful sort of ice cream dessert with chocolates and sweeties on top. And the waiter brought it in and it had sparklers on the top. And they were all saying, happy birthday. Squash tomatoes with what? What a that's not nice, is it?
It's this.
Right, so which one are we going for now? This one?
No, this one!
The roller?
Yeah.
Oh, or a cutter, with a roller and a cutter. That's a cutter, and that's a roller, and this is a modelling tool.
I'm squashing the cake.
Should we have a blue one, and we've each got some blue to work with. Already.
Yeah.
Perhaps that's off my hands when I think about it. I think it might be. Well, that's good, Thomas. That's like a nice culture, isn't it? What was the other one? There was a stamp one. Oh, is this the roller stamp? Look at this, rolling it out. Oh, look! That would be the decorator, wouldn't it? Look at that. We try it on this piece of pink later. Roller, gently roll it once. No, just once, Thomas, because you can't do it up. Like this. Dinosaur goes for a walk. And look at the print it's left.
And this dinosaur's having a walk to blue, 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 blue.
And this one, look. Dun, dun, dun. Yes, you can make all sorts with that one, can't you? Oh yes, look, Tom. Really? Gently makes that pattern. That's exciting.
I hear whistling.
Yeah.
We've got a flutter.
A flutter, what do you mean? What do you do with a little rolling pin there?
Look,
here's
our hands.
Our hands have a rolling pin. Oh, yes, I think you have a little. Please, Tom, keep it on like a little bit from the way here. Please, that piece of blue.
Your boss is so big.
Your pop is too big.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, Purdy and I are sitting over here nicely. But just watch all this. You have to keep picking it up as you go along. Oh, excuse me now, I need all this now. I'm making a pink dinosaur look like this.
I need this one.
Some of its legs, I think. Oh, actually, on the picture, some of these things are just plain pink. Now, look, when I'm making it, it's not just plain pink, is it?
No. Blue pink.
Blue pink? Well, it's pink and white, isn't it?
Pink and white?
Look on the box. The tail is just pink, but the one I put in is pink and white. Wonder how long you have these in the shop. Oh, it does, yes, absolutely. I know when we went to see Abigail and Sarah at Christmas, they had all Bob the Builder Play-Doh. Do you remember all the bits that you could make Bob characters with?
Yeah.
I'd never seen that before, and it had been in their shop a long time. I think different shops, even though it's all the same stores, all the early learners, I think they've stocked different things, because when we went to Belle, she couldn't believe that we'd never seen it before. I mean, I've seen soft stuff and Play-Doh, but I haven't seen these things that you could make characters with. Now, look at this, Pooh. Don't you be frightened of this.
Oh,
look at that! What's this?
It's
she said, what is it? Whatever is it?
It's a meow that's come out of my house.
Do you like that, Thomas?
Yes.
No. Yeah, I thought that was very nice.
I'm making chocolate. This is the chocolate factory.
Is it?
Yeah. And it makes chocolate dinosaurs.
Does it?
And all the little things. I'll get the scissors.
No, it's not about it, it's scissors. I don't go through there now. Will you just sit on the mat as well? Come here, have to tie me up again. What do you think to make with the green one?
More chocolate.
Try not to get it too mixed up with the blue.
Why?
Well, because when you want to make, say, green dinosaur, it'll be... Well, what for, won't it? This green coming out of the packet's nowhere near as squishy as the pink one was. No, that's your green.
Oh, the smell.
Smell?
Is this squishier?
No, I'm just saying it's not as squishy as the pink. When I opened the pink, the packet felt really funny. The green one, to me, that was a little bit like...
A Dipsy one.
A Dipsy. A Dipsy from the Teletubbies. It looked like a pussycat. Look, what do you think? Bit of a strange pussycat, I admit.
Yeah, probably this is. Strange pussy.
And it's the same on the packet, it's plain green, yet what Mummy's working with is green and white. Oh, it's flares, Purdy. Thomas, does this look a bit like a turtle?
It looks like a
rhinoceros. Rhinoceros, do you think? I was only its face, its head.
It looks like a little spine.
It's like what?
It's got a little spine on it.
A little spine on it? Do you mean on its nose?
Yeah.
It almost looks like it's got a white helmet on its nose, like a fireman's helmet. There we are.
There's different types of chocolate in the shop.
Chocolate.
This is the counter.
Is it? Those chocolate models, look.
These chocolate models. They want to break glass.
Well, it's not like that.
Yeah.
It should make a piece of play dough. Oh dear, Purdy's dribbling now.
No, not on the cake!
Look at the Play-Doh cakes that you've got. I think Prince has been puzzled because I'm sitting by the glass door and she can see my reflection. I think she thinks it's somebody else through there. She probably thinks, well, no, this is Mummy because I'm sitting next to her. Who's that there on the floor? Oh, it's Rupert. You like that one, don't you? Is that your favourite?
Yeah, but there's Prince. Oh, look at that one green.
Yeah. Oh, yes, there's some blues coming through. This is superb, it's just different colour packets of Play-Doh. We've got orange, yes, pink, green and blue. And it comes with plastic things, rollers and cutters and stampers. And it comes with little plastic parts, you can make your own dinosaur. Alright, Tommy girls, at Christmas.
I've made a little dinosaur.
They had, well they had these, and they had lots of Bob the Builder ones.
I need to make eyes.
They must have happened a long time, actually.
Why?
They didn't have them for Christmas. They had them a long time before Christmas because I remember saying, oh, is this a Christmas present? And they said, oh, no. Well, this one's a strange one, isn't it? May have to make the Play-Doh a little bit flatter, more egg-shaped, do you think, for this? Are you a bit tired now? You look a bit pale. Or is it you just concentrate? I'm not used to you being so quiet, am I?
Like I'm mixing it together.
Oh, no, don't, Tom.
Okay.
No, don't, love, please.
Oh, look, there's a cake.
Oh, that's a nice cake. Look at that, please. Better bring cake. Ah! Now, I think where I've gone wrong with my... with that dinosaur...
I want yellow.
Is his... where's the yellow?
No one! Not one!
This is orange, not yellow. He's sort of standing up, this one, look.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't he? He's got huge back legs that he stands on. They look like elephant's feet to me. Elephant's feet, and you can't see from the picture, but you think that must be his tail?
Yeah.
Looks like a carrot.
Yay! Oh. Mum, she's looking at a different mum.
Oh yeah, she's looking at another pussycat now. It's a... she's probably worked out that it's the dog. Don't make fun of her. Look at this one. Oh! He's not doing that on the... He's not doing that on the picture, is he?
Okay,
I've got this wrong. Oh, that's better. That's how it is on the picture.
That's how it's the words on these cards.
Yeah. That looks very pretty, actually. That's right. Do you want to do that bridge? No, she's come back.
She's a gentle place.
To the gentle place.
I think tonight can soothe her.
Or soothe her. Soothe her as in settle birdie down.
No.
Or hoover as in clean up the locking cleaner.
Clean up.
Oh, I see. What, tonight?
Yeah.
Do you?
Not clean tonight, next day. Look, Russ is going to leave.
This one's got a big smiley face. What does this one look like?
Me when I'm grinning.
You when you're grinning? I can see you grin quite like that.
How are you? I'm not going to kill you.
It must be you. It's blue, blue. I love you. He's got big white teeth. Do you think he goes brushes his teeth regularly? Look at that. Oh, is there a plane?
Good one.
There you are, get this one.
Well, that was a plane as well. That's how.
That looks very pretty. Does it really just remind me of a triangle? Oh, it's almost like a tree growing, isn't it? Growing up.
Look, it is a break.
Right, Thomas, please, sit up. Sit up now, come on. You're rolling in it. No, sit. Just move all these bits now.
Love this. Can't. Yeah.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You sit right there.
I'm on the counter.
Yeah. But you're on the counter with all the cakes that we've made for sale.
Yeah.
Right. I think my favourite dinosaur is the pink one. The blue one's funny though, isn't he? He stands up well. The green one looks like I don't know, quite a bottom. The orange one's a bit dippy.
Look! Ooh!
I like this. Do you think that's lovely?
Yeah.
If I do that and I use, is this a cutting tool?
Can you cut me a roll? The roll.
The roller, I won't turn it. Yes, that's the roller.
No, the other one.
Well, this one?
Yes.
There we are. Look, I've made a little picture now because I've stamped it and then I've rolled this and cut it out. Do you like that?
Yeah.
Do you know what I've got from way back? A long time ago, when we first started playing with Play-Doh, you made me. We had, well, I know we got red and orange and green, blue Play-Doh, but it always looks pink now, so it's just faded, the red one. You made me a little heart and a heart-shaped cutter. And it's not ever so hard. It's not soft, squishy Play-Doh like this. And I've got it in my writing bureau. So when I open it and look at it, oh, it's a heart on my tongue. Is that nice?
Yep. You need a customer.
All right, all right. Hello, is this Jim the Baker's?
Yes.
You've got some very nice things. This trip, oh look, this dinosaur's collapsed. No, I'd like a special cake because it's my pussycat's birthday.
Well, we're printing off the one like this.
Oh, she'd love that. She'd love that.
Would she like this one? The night specially for a cat?
I think she would. It don't show because it's a surprise for her birthday.
Can we wrap it up?
Oh, yes, please. Yes, yes, please. Oh, thank you, right.
Oh,
now, these remind me of, have you seen bread? Have you seen one of the bakeries, the best place to see bread like that? Where they make it into loaves that look like sheaves of corn. And the way you've twisted all that looks very much like a bread sheaf.
Would you like four more cakes?
Well, yes, please, there'll be a lot of people at the party. I think that would be a good idea, don't you? Well, I thought that was bread. It's cake.
Yeah.
A complete.
It's a grass cake.
Is it in that?
This is how I make grass cake.
Grass cake?
No, it's not grass.
Oh, just supposed to look like grass, is it? It's a don't fancy a grass cat. I know she's a pussycat. Grass makes cats sick. I don't want her sick after a birthday cat.
I've just got that Play-Doh. I mean, the baking.
Yes.
Flush.
Is it dough or pastry or cake mix?
It's Play-Doh.
Play-Doh. Because if you're in the baker's, are you pretending it's pastry or cake mix or dough for bread?
Dough for... Pastry.
Cake mystery. Cake mixture. Cake mixture. Mystery. Cake mystery. It's a mystery, Birdie. How is it going to be your birthday cake? It's an absolute mystery. She looks very fluffy today. You see how big her front paws look, Tom?
Yeah.
Things are as big as the...
Look, that's freezing.
Yeah, it's wonderful. This, it really reminds me of one of those grass heads. Mr. Grass Head.
Hello. Look, it's raining.
It's raining bits of cake. That seems like a nice place to live, where it rains cakes.
Yeah.
You can hear lots of aircraft when you're in here, can't you?
Well, let's buy all the cakes.
Yes, please. Well, I think you're making me fool, weren't you, for Birdie's party. Is that right?
But would you... Oh, she's looking!
Oh, it's all right. No, well...
Okay, it's your order cakes. I don't mind. Can I more?
So she's in front of us now. She wouldn't notice. So are you very busy, Mr. Jim Baker?
Yeah.
Yes.
Quite busy, but I'll show you what this needs to be.
He's full of anger, hasn't he? I've seen him. It's funny, isn't it?
Those are all yours.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Baker.
How much is it?
I don't know, you're the shopman. How much would you like to charge me?
1 pence.
1 pence? Do you know, I love coming shopping in log shops. Always so reasonably priced, aren't they?
Shall I make a little cake for you?
Well, yes, please, because I'm a bit hungry now. I've always stood here.
You run it home and have the birthday and I will make it.
Okay. So we're going to come home and have our party, shall we?
Oh, shall I, after the party, shall I come round?
Oh, you'd like to invite yourself to Prince's party, would you? Well, okay, as long as you bring a nice cake, specially made for us, you can come. Could it please say happy birthday, Purdy, on it?
Yeah.
It's not really a birthday, you know. You know that, don't you?
Yeah. I'm just putting away that one.
Yes.
I'm going after Purdy's Purdy's birthday.
It's after Purdy's birthday, is it?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's out at the door?
Me.
Oh, Jim the Baker. He said he'd join us afterwards. I suppose we were having our birthday tea and you'd still be working in your shop, were you?
I'm just cleaning up.
You've just been cleaning up?
That's the cake.
Oh, how lovely. Did you make that specially? You must have been a very busy baker today.
Oh, and that's your cake. Ooh. Shall I just get started on the model machine?
Oh, yes, please. You brought the machine with you, did you?
Yes.
Fine, good. Well, thank you. Oh, those beautiful cakes, Purdy. What a lucky pussycat. Bet she wishes it was a birthday, really, Tom.
Yeah, but she does.
Yeah.
Squishy Play-Doh! Look.
This smells very nice. I wonder what the smell is. The nice smell is to just think of Play-Doh, but it must be almond. Does it really smell of almonds? But I think a red one, if it was.
Yes, shall I put a pattern on yours?
Oh, yes, please.
Look how much patterns we've got.
I've just got these bits of
green. Look at all these patterns we've got.
Yes.
And I'm rolling them. Would you like to roll us? Yeah. I'll cook it for you.
Oh, it's not very nice, what is it?
Wonder why.
Oh, Purdy, we've got a little problem. Have you seen Purdy's tail?
Oh, yes.
She's got play on it.
That's for Purdy.
Oh, dear Purdy.
Purdy, bye-bye.
Oh,
are you?
Just thinking it, well, it's her own fault. I mean, she sat in it. It's not as if we put it on her. Oh, oh, dear. Well, we haven't put it on her, so I just dropped that big piece.
She's dribbling.
She's dribbling, and I dropped a big chunk of cheese blank on her head. Have you seen this one? It's made of green Play-Doh, a little bit of green Play-Doh, and it's really furry. Really furry head and paws and a tail. It's a bit like a birdie with Play-Doh on the head.
Look, I made something for you.
Oh, my God, Billy, you laughed at you. We play. Oh, that's a nice one, Thomas.
New cat to my chocolate ribbon.
Oh, she's all excited. It's her birthday, remember? Pretending it's her birthday.
I bet she will.
Oh, Billy, no, don't dribble on that.
Good time! You'll keep that pocket! Hell.
No, can't tell. Start throwing it.
There's your cake. Love it.
That's the oh no, Tom, no, don't throw it. That's lovely. Thank you so much. Nice. How old's Purdy? 19. 19?
Yeah.
19. Oh. That's a good thing. I'd get 19 candles on that, no problem, wouldn't I? Don't open them up tonight, love, no.
All the pink Play-Doh. Yeah.
Yeah, this is all, because it's very squishy. No, you don't want to come.
Oh, you want some of that? Make a little cake.
Well, break the orange one down, because I'm going down there. But leave the pink one this time. Just... I hate that. I suppose you were sensible in trying to suggest that we got scissors to open the packets and I just used my teeth, but I've opened all the others but the pink one. Oh, that tastes just so bizarre. You're not giddy. Just bumped your head.
Bumped
your head and Percy walked away from Tom because you've got that green paint on this. Please don't lie down on the floor. Come on, you're getting all over your clothes. Is it? Right, we're having great fun. Look at these, Daddy. And we're laughing because Purdy's been... Did you see Purdy sitting with us the entire time? And we were making a birthday cake. I dropped some Play-Doh on her head and she was... Right, okay. Calm down. Look at this, Daddy. There's stamps and rollers and all sorts. Look.
Whoosh, whoosh.
This is where Purdy's...
Would you like to help me?
Look at this.
Would you like to help us?
Let me see.
I think it's time for your bath.
I think it is.
Thank you, Mum. Can you come with me?
Yeah. Right, just wait a minute.
Are you coming in the back window?
Oh, no. Just wait a minute, because I need to clean up in here a bit. How did you do it?
I fell right on the paving slab.
Oh dear. Did you cry?
I'm playing. Making buns.
You're playing making buns? When you fell?
No, I'm making buns now.
Oh right, I thought you meant when you fell. I was going to say why. How come you were making buns and fell? So did you cry when you fell?
No.
No, you were very brave.
Yeah. Good. I'm carrying some dough.
Are you?
Strapping to the dough.
Right, please, Thomas, go and go.
Are you going to watch what's happening to the dough?
I wish you'd... Why did you put those toys in the bath? They are absolutely filthy. Why did you put those in?
I needed them.
They're delicious.
Well,
I'm going to
show you what happens to the dough.
So did you come out of that bath dirtier than when you came in? So did you come out of that bath dirtier than when you went in with all those?
Oh, no.
Right, I'm just scrubbing my hands because I've got Play-Doh in my nails. My daddy brought you up to the bath.
Yeah.
I tidied all the Play-Doh away.
Yeah.
And I wrapped it up in cling film and I... The bottle said, Thomas, please stop throwing. I won't tell you again. All the little things that made the models. The Play-Doh came out really easily, so they were cleaned up.
Pardon?
These are the little things that we were pressing the Play-Doh in to.
Yeah.
Well, they were perfectly clean, because once the Play-Doh was out, they were lovely. And then I wrapped the Play-Doh up in film. Then I moved that ground sheet and it was absolutely covered in grass. So I've ended up here from the conservatory.
I'll show you what happened.
Did you enjoy playing with it though?
Yeah.
It's good.
What's happening to the buns?
Well, I've scrubbed my nails and I'm just washing my feet now because I think I was treading in Play-Doh like you are.
Mum, are you going to play buns or not? Say hello. Are you the bun maker?
Are you still Jim the baker?
Yeah.
Right.
Bun?
Hello, Jim.
Hi.
Hello. Do you just make buns?
Not often.
I was going to say, at your other shop, you made beautiful cakes, didn't you? All sorts of fancy shaped breads.
Well, I usually make licorice.
You usually make licorice, do you? Wouldn't you have thought a bun maker made licorice? But, that's nice.
No, licorice faces.
Licorice faces?
Was I able
to make licorice? Yes.
What's happening to the basket?
Oh, yes.
What's going into this? Have you seen how much
jewel
of this?
How much what? Jelly?
Jewel.
How much?
Jewel.
Jewel. What's jewel?
It's perfume
you
can eat.
Perfume you can eat? Jewel. Yeah. I can't even think. Is this a made-up name, Peter? Thomas?
I heard something about gel.
Gel. Oh, gel. Yes, gel. Gel is something, certainly, that... it's like jelly, actually, but it's usually fairly clear. They do what they call glaze things with gel, Thomas.
How can I
mean it? Gel. I'll tell you when I use it. And I hardly ever use it now.
I'll show you what happens to the gel mix. The gel holder.
Yeah.
It does this.
All right. Do you know how I make gel? With fruit juice and a little bit of cornflour. If I'm making something like a strawberry tart that I want to put a nice glaze on, a nice sheen, I make a pastry base and then I'll fill it with something, perhaps confectioner's custard or something like that, and then get beautiful fresh strawberries, wash them, slice them in half and arrange them all on the top. And then I usually have some sort of fruit juice, might be strawberry juice or orange juice or cranberry, something like that. Mix it with a little bit of cornflour or arrowroot, I think I usually use, which is a very fine flour.
Shall I put this away?
Yes. Boil it up, or I can't remember, it's so long since I've done it, but you eat it anyway. Tom, what is this to me? Yeah. Is that why everything's wet? That's the water, it's not thrown.
I didn't throw it up there.
Well, I'm sorry, it's got up there somehow, hasn't it? And then when you boil it up, it becomes clear, and you pour it over the top, and then you've got a clear glaze, and it's called gel. And that must be what you're thinking of, I think, do you? Did I
Oh,
you wet your face now.
Oh, dear.
Dear, dear, you. So I'm just going to get a cloth and clean all
that. That was sugar!
Was it? Where you throw water, it's gone all over the radiator. Not radiator. Radio.
Oh, I know what happens next.
It won't work.
It blow up.
Well, well, actually, this is a special radio that's supposed to be used near a shower. Oh, so don't think it means pour water down at the end to it, do you? Right, you still put some little buds in your bath?
Yeah.
All right, so where have they all gone?
I don't know.
For those dirty toys. Right, pop it back now, sit down, sit back.
I didn't even make a bun.
Did you not? Oh, dear. Well, Daddy put you in the bath, and when I came up the stairs, you were saying, I want to go down to the bath. And it is late, isn't it? That's why Daddy shouted you. Been at long gods, haven't you?
I like to look there.
You like to sit there, that was good. Sit back, please.
Well, I should have stayed another time.
Well, you could have told, but you said you didn't want to.
Yes, I did.
No, but you told them too late, Thomas. Didn't you?
No, I told them yesterday.
Don't get upset. Come on. Oh, it's absolutely fine. You can go back another time.
No, I want to go. Let me feel better now.
Come on, don't be upset. You're upset now because it's late and you're tired.
No, I'm not.
You're not at all.
You always say that and you're not.
No, but do you not remember when I spoke to you on the phone? I said, do you want to stay? And you said, after lunch, home. And I said, are you sure? Or you said, after lunch, home. So, you know, once you tell them about that, they got ready to bring it back.
Should have unpacked the car.
No, you can't do that. No, sit down there. They've made preparations then, Thomas.
No, I want to go to
another car.
I hate those people now.
What people?
My Mum and Grandad.
No, you don't. Don't ever say that, Tom. You've got to behave. No.
Oh, yes, I am.
The mistake was when they said you want to stay, you said, no, you're from home after lunch. And that's what happened. You came home after lunch. No, not good.
No, but for like my coat, I can have that for my jacket.
Oh no.
Oh yes.
No. Right, I'm not sure. Well, let's give face a quick rubby dubby dub dub.
Mum, when I walk into school, can I have it on?
Well, we can have it on sometime. I'm not sure.
Can I have it on when I walk into school?
Yes, if you like.
Yeah. Then people think, oh, there's an old man. There's a builder.
I think Janine would like to see it.
Mm. I show the children at the school and I'll say, well, that's a real one.
Yeah.
Mrs. Mansfield and Mr. Johnson, that is a truck driver.
Is it a truck driver?
Yeah.
Mm. You think they'd be very thrilled to see that?
Yeah. I don't think I'll let people have it.
Oh no, but you know, if you take it, you must be prepared to share. That's what I mean. If you take it and somebody says, can I try it on? And you must be prepared to say yes.
But if Nick Nathan does it, I don't think I will let him.
Oh no, you can't do that. If you take it in, you have to accept that some children will want to try it on, and if you do, it's cruel to say no.
But when I put that pencil machine in, no one wanted it, apart from.
When you took a pencil machine in?
That machine that I write in the colour.
Oh, that, yes. Well, yeah, but people did borrow that, didn't they? They played with it. But they played nicely, didn't they?
Yes.
Well, that's what I
mean. I hope Green Group play with it.
Green Group? Who's in the Green Group?
Luke.
So you mean really Luke? I'm just going to take my contact.
And then I hope it's Yellow Group 2, but I hope Nathan does some work.
Who's Yellow Group 2, Thomas?
Me.
You're in Yellow Group 2, are you?
I hope Nathan does a lot of work. Then
you'll miss it, girl. No, you don't know. I don't think you should take it in if you're going in with that attitude. That's not nice.
Then I'll let people guess which one it is. Yeah, Lady Girl Men's.
Well, I would imagine ladies and men's are the same, really, because it's only like a waistcoat. It's a fluorescent jacket, isn't it?
But they'll think, is it a builder's? I'll say no.
Well, it's the same colour and shape as the one from your police outfit, but that one says police on it, doesn't it? I've just taken my contact lenses out and I'm just using this special wipe on my face, look.
It's dirty!
Well, I have to get the makeup off, that's the whole idea. I don't want to go to bed with makeup on.
Why?
Well, because your face isn't clean. I mean, you've just had a nice bath, haven't you?
Soak.
We go to bed nice and clean. And if I don't take all my makeup off, then I'm not clean. I could be spotty tomorrow.
But you're spotty today.
I'm spotty today. That's probably why I wear makeup, to cover up all the spots. And it makes them
disappear.
Well, it makes them disappear, but it probably doesn't make them any better.
Mum, you must be going back to the shop.
Well,
I'll say, can you have another one that doesn't have spots?
Oh, no.
Go on.
You wouldn't really get rid of me, would you? Because it's going to
happen. I'll get a new gun and then when you're just putting something in the bin, I'll go and shut the lid tight.
Oh, poor mummy. That's not nice, is it?
Then when the bit just do this. Yeah, squash this rubbish up. Snuggy.
What would you say?
Squash it. broken.
No, it's not broken, but it's gonna say it's so good, I wouldn't have thought. Right. Let's get this dustpan brushed and it's time
to get this good out.
Sorry?
This is good.
Yes, you picked them twice, haven't you?
No, I've got a plug out.
No, not yet, look at this.
There's no more toys left. If you have them, I'll show you what it is.
Let's put it down, please, folks, now.
That could be the ice pack machine.
Ice pack machine, what?
It's
going to kick. Oh, I see, you mean. Icing to decorate cakes?
Yeah.
And he said ice pack before you want something very cold and it froze something.
Ice pack
yeah.
Like the icing with.
Yes. An icing bag.
Yeah.
A piping bag. It's called a piping bag. And we put a little nozzle in the bottom. And the nozzle sometimes have fancy shapes. And then you fill the piping bag with icing. And squirt it out and the ice. It comes out of the nozzle at the bottom in a fancy shape.
Like it's
white, really. It's
hummus. White really coming out of a white bag.
Right, okay.
And why I saw it's called ice.
Why?
Because they're very cold.
This is very true. They're made of ice, aren't they? Oh, a nice kiss. Just give me a little kiss.
I'll do a little one.
You can.
Oh, you so I do a wedding kiss.
A wedding kiss? What's a wedding kiss?
When you kiss someone very nicely, I'll do it to you.
Oh. That wasn't an extra part of it, was in my ear and it made me go all funny. Sit still, please.
I didn't do it again.
Sit still.
I'm going to do another kiss on you. Because I love another kiss with you.
Oh, that's a nice one. That was on top of my head, isn't it? No, sit still, please, Tom. Sit still.
Okay, oldly.
No, that will do.
No, that will do.
Cheeky.
Cheeky.
Tom, nurse.